You know it's coming. Oh, yeah. Always hot and fresh just for you, my Cold Sports VIPs. We're going to award those who really acted bad. But we're not going to give them Adult of the Month, though. No. We're going to give them the Adult of the Quota!
Welcome to Cold Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cold Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson, is back! And on this episode, we're going to talk about the biggest draw in golf, missing. We're also going to talk about a quarterback singing his swan song, and we're going to put a subject under further review that I've talked about already, but I think we need to revisit it. Right now, though, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Augusta. Former Masters champion Tiger Woods will not compete in the Masters for the third time in the last 4 years. Of course, we all know that Tiger has undergone a lot of mental issues from, of course, his cheating and divorce. Now he's dealing with the physical ailments that have crept up in his game. This is what he had to say in regards to missing the Masters. Quote, "Unfortunately, I won't be competing in this year's Masters. I did about everything I could to play, but my back rehabilitation didn't allow me the time to get tournament ready. I'm especially upset because it's a special anniversary for me that's filled with a lot of great memories. I can't believe it's been 20 years since I won my first green jacket." Close quote. And yes, it has been 20 years ago, almost to the day, that Tiger Woods had that monumental victory. Because not only was this his first green jacket, but it was the first African-American-born golfer to ever win a Masters championship. Dateline, Oklahoma City. Zero Chill gets number 41. Yeah, Russell Westbrook, the man who is on a triple-doubles mission, gathered his 41st triple-double of the season against the Milwaukee Bucks. That also was the team of the former lone record holder of the most triple-doubles in a season, Oscar Robertson. It's a great accomplishment to actually see Westbrook achieve such greatness. And people are saying that he is padding stats and all of that. If so, so be it. But when you're the only person on that team that is contributing, you got to do what you have to do. And that team is in the playoffs. And they have an outside shot of actually hosting a playoff round. So if his 30-10-10 is what does the trick, do it. He now has the most consecutive games of triple-doubles. Of course, he owns the highest scoring total in a triple-doubles game with scoring 57 points. And he's the first person to do a triple-double with a perfect field goal percentage. We will talk about MVPs later on this month, but we got to have Zero Chill have his moment. Russ, congratulations, man. And on a side note, you finally look like a man. Dateline, Los Angeles. Reports out of Los Angeles say that former Dodger Pedro Guerrero has suffered a massive stroke. Now, this is a report that was given to ESPN by his wife, Roxana Jimenez. Now, she further said, quote, "He is in a critical condition, but he's alive. Doctors are waiting for the blood pressure to improve to take the ventilator off so he can breathe on his own. Initially, doctors told me I should sign a document and get him disconnected from the machine and declare him dead. But I refused until I learned more about his affliction and after I spoke to the doctor that operated on him in Manhattan. Thank God we made the right decision. It was his second massive stroke. He's recovering. The doctor said he can improve. He opened his eyes and is trying to communicate." Close quote. Dateline, Philadelphia.
Scary situation on the ice at Wells Fargo Center. This past Sunday, there was a game between the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia Flyers. Almost midway through the first period, the Flyers score a goal. They reposition themselves on center ice, getting ready for a face-off, when Flyers goalie Michel Neuwirth collapsed. He was lying on ice near the goal that he was protecting for roughly a minute or so. The team doctors revived him. He regained consciousness as they wheeled him off of the ice, but it was a scary, scary moment. Many prayers go to Neuwirth and his family. Hopefully, he'll be back on the ice better than ever. But that was such a scary scene. Dateline Stores, Connecticut. Ding dong, the king/queens are dead. The Gino Auriemma-led Huskies have lost their first game in 112 tries. I have nothing more to add. When I come back, we're going to delve into a subject I've talked about before on the further review. But immediately following the break, America's favorite quarterback, Tony Romo, going to the booth? The domain industry is growing rapidly, and it's time for you to share in the wealth. Our friends over at domain.com challenges industry heavyweights head on and offers a simple checkout process, industry low prices, and excellent service. Domain.com offers a wide selection of domain extensions, including .com domains, for a low, low price. How low, you ask? How about $10.47 a year or less? That's a deal, right? Well, how about this? Act now and you can get a domain today for 15% off. Just use the code AFCOM, that's AFFCOM, and that discount is yours when you get your domain. You need web hosting? They do that too. In fact, if you purchase web hosting with domain.com, you can get 25% off using the code 25HOST, AFFCOM, or AFCOM for 15% off your new name. 25HOST or 25HOST for 25% off your web hosting. It's worth your while. Domain.com, the starting place for everything that happens online. Welcome back. The man who wore number 9 for the Dallas Cowboys for a decade now is going to another place. He's not going to be on the field any longer. He's just going to cover those who play on it now. Of course, you all know I'm talking about Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback for 10 years consecutively. And it was speculation that he was going to either be with the Texans or the Broncos before Jerry Jones and the free agency time of the NFL season decided, I think we want to trade for you so we can get value in return. Just a moment. Email Gerald Jones. Subject of email. Body of email. Jerry, you are a smart businessman. You know that a 36-year-old quarterback at present, 37 on April 21st, who has injury issues and has had injury issues for at least the last 6 years, who has had severe injury issues for the last 2 because he has missed 2/3 of each season that we have talked about as of late, has very little trade value. We can just wipe away the injury concern. A 37-year-old quarterback, unless he is like a Tom Brady or before the arm went dead Peyton Manning, normally other teams shy completely away from them. Not to be a starter. He'll probably be a backup, but not a starter. You should know better than that, Gerald. You should have let him go because you were going to get what you got when he retired. And that is a big, heaping, steaming pile of nothing! 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 Thank you. Johnson. ColeSports.com. Now that I got that out of the way, I had a friend of mine who said that Romo wanted to be in the booth so bad that when he caught wind that he was going to be with the Texans, he said, no, point me the direction of the booth. I think what people have, just like my friend here, missed is Romo missed 2/3 of the football season in consecutive years. He missed at least 2/3 of the 2015 season and at least 2/3 of the 2016 season. We were dealing with a guy who was so injury prone that when the 2016 season didn't even start, the first possession of the third week in preseason, Romo drops back in the pocket. He eludes. He goes to his left. He runs for about 5 yards. And before he got tackled, pop goes his back. Who would want to have a quarterback where you know that if he gets hit, not hit hard, not driven to the turf, if he just gets hit regularly, that you have this fear of, okay, well, we have to hold our breath collectively and make sure that we got to have somebody who will be on the sideline to replace him, because it's a necessary thing to have happen, which means that we would have to get a replacement that is solid, not just a regular clipboard holder, but a solid quarterback, which means that you would have to waste a whole lot of money in the quarterback position. That is why Romo retired. And if you think I'm just saying this just to hear myself speak, the man said it himself. Quote, it really had nothing to do with the Texans and everything to do with CBS. I felt like it was the right decision. My wife would tell you we've had a lot of late nights. It was nice to have some clarity. It was a difficult decision. I went back and forth a few times. Do I envision playing football? Absolutely not. Do I expect to get some calls? Yes, that's the reality. You never say never, but there's no part of me that wants to play. Closed quote. And you really did your thing when you were on the field, Tony. Unlike many that I know, many people love the Cowboys and many people hate the Cowboys. I am 100% indifferent about them. So I objectively come at you in saying that you really did your thing when you were able to do it. You had to suffer from an owner who didn't get that you needed to be protected the right way until you were in your mid-30s. He didn't start building that line that now is the best in football until you were 33. He didn't concern himself with a running back until DeMarcus Murray lucked up, and now you have Ezekiel Elliott. He certainly didn't bother to give you a defense. After that unit that, of course, faded away and retired in the latter part of last decade, that defense was not only 32nd in the league in 2012 and 2013, it threatened to be the worst defense in the history of the NFL. You had to deal with those things. Yet you still threw for almost 35,000 yards and a 2-to-1 ratio in touchdowns and interceptions. Now, if we're going to be keeping it a buck, though, we have to take into consideration the fact that you were 2-4 in the playoffs and you had 4 opportunities in winner go home games to go to the playoffs and lose all of those. However, you're going to be remembered by many, not as the one who dated Jessica Simpson, not the one who married and actually ended up having a wonderful family and a life, and not really the one who is the darling of the Cowboys, because you are really. There are premier positions in sports that when you play them, you are the envy of many people in the sports world and some outside the sports world as well. Those positions are center field for the New York Yankees, center for the Los Angeles Lakers, and quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. You had to follow some tall grass. I mean, Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. I mean, even for you, Danny White. Really, really, really tall, tall orders to fill. And yeah, you had better stats than all of them. But to many, you will be remembered as the guy in the 2006 wildcard game in Century League Field when all they needed to do was convert on a field goal and it would be onward to the next round. You botched a snap. You try to run in the end zone. You get tackled 1 yard from it. And the reason why I remind the VIPs of that is because each time and every time Romo had to endure the thought of losing a high stakes game, that moment kept playing itself over and over and over again. What is my stance on his Hall of Fame possibility? My subjective self says he is not a Hall of Fame worthy quarterback. And my true objective self says that he is not Hall of Fame worthy. He just isn't. Along with that objectivity, Romo will be admitted into the Hall of Fame. You can like that statement or dislike it. I really don't care. And neither do the voters who vote people in to the Hall. So do not be surprised if in 6 years' time, because I probably will give him, he might not make it the first try. 6 years from now, if Romo is not in the Hall, then you'll see a petition rolling around saying he should be in the Hall. Do not be surprised, because it will happen. Now, especially, he's going to be in a high-profile position after football, straight after football. Cowboys starting quarterback, now the number one color commentator for NFL on CBS. He's going to be in people's consciousness for the next 6, 7, 8 years, probably even longer than that, because we are dealing with a guy who now is 36, will be 37 later this month. There's a lot of bias that people have when it comes to the Cowboys. I don't have that bias. On merit, Romo's not a Hall of Famer. On the fact that he wore the silver helmet with the blue star on it and was the quarterback of that team for 10 consecutive years, that will probably outweigh the fact that his stats and his coming up short in the playoffs. I believe that stature will overrule his penchant for coming up short in the playoffs and coming up short in week 17 games. Like it or lump it, we're going to be hearing a lot from Romo, and we're going to be seeing a lot from him too. And get accustomed to hearing Tony Romo, Hall of Fame quarterback. He's not deserving of it, but he'll get the honor. When I come back, we're going to delve into a subject that I've talked about a long time ago. Well, only a couple months ago. We're going to put it upon further review. For you, the Cold Sports VIPs, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. There are many audiobooks from which to choose. How about this one? The Greatest, My Own Story by Muhammad Ali and Richard Dunham. We just came off of WrestleMania. How about The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea by Peter Thomas Fornatale and Chris Jericho? How about For My Ladies, Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg, or Serena Williams by J.D. Rockefeller? You can choose any of those four books amongst the 180,000 they have in their library. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z. Again, that's audibletrial.com/coldsports with a Z to get your free audiobook. Hey, after you listen to Cold Sports, other Cold Sports episodes, and other podcasts, #tripod, give a book a try. Listen to these books and many more. Free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/Cold Sports with a Z. Audible.com, where powerful voices bring books to life. Coming up on the next episode of Cold Sports, of course, we're going to award the Dota of the Week. You already know that. We're going to talk about the MVP balloting a little bit, a scotch. Of course, we're going to put a subject on a further review that we always love to do, and other surprises. Next week, you're going to love this interview. NBA trainer and podcast host of The Long Short Way, Matashyahu Gordon. That's the next person who joins the conversation. And this weekend, oh yeah, Cold Sports, you already know it. You can say it with me. Dolt of the Quarter! Yeah, that's next. Those are the episodes to come. For this one right here, though, we aren't done. It ain't over. We're going to put this subject that I've touched on for a little bit, but I haven't touched enough on it. I will now, upon further review. It's mid-February. I want to say it was right before the All-Star break. And I have it on ESPN. I was actually watching the Six with Michael Smith and Jemele Hill. And it was a game that was going to be coming on soon thereafter. Of course, the two of them bounced it to the NBA Countdown Studios. So I see some familiar faces. I see Chauncey Billups. I see Jalen Rose. But I also see Michelle Beadle. Wait a minute. I thought with the NBA Countdown gig, I thought that was all Sage Steele. That doesn't make sense to me. Then I realized, it's starting to make sense. I didn't say anything then. I wanted to let the situation play itself out. Well, 2 months later, it definitely has played out because ESPN has made the decision to switch out Sage Steele with Michelle Beadle. And now she is the host of NBA Countdown. Do I like the move? No. I, in fact, think that there are other people more qualified than the both of them. And I'm talking about even females. I believe there are females a whole lot more qualified than both of them to fill that slot. But it does not surprise me that it is Beadle that fills the slot and Steele is on the way out. Not all the way out on ESPN, but out of that position. Prestigious as it is, because remember, the Mouse forked up $24 billion for 9 years. So this is a heavy investment and they got to have somebody that they can trust and someone that won't really ruffle the feathers all that much to be the main moderator of that brand. So why did Sage Steele leave? Was it because she's black? No. Was it because Beadle's white? No. It has nothing to do with color. I do believe it has everything to do with politics. Take, for instance, when I said mid-February that I saw Michelle Beadle host NBA Countdown. Well, earlier that month, Sage Steele, and go listen to my Cole Sports February 4th edition, Sage Steele was my dolt of the week. You remember that Sage Steele posted an Instagram when it was a big, big hubbub about Trump's immigration ban, and Sage came off as a whiny, bratty princess. She said that while she understands that people are protesting, she couldn't stand the fact that there were those who were smiling at making things uncomfortable for others to actually board their planes and leave. Well, see, that is where, and I said then, I'll say it now, you go to airport security and say, make it a way so that when we actually have to fly, that we aren't impeded upon. Don't attack the protesters, attack LAX. But did you attack LAX? No, you poo-pooed on the people. Many of those same people who watch you on NBA Countdown on ESPN and ABC. And you know, the Mouse doesn't want you to be all politically out there, but you couldn't help yourself, Sage. To the point where your fellow colleague Dan Lebatard took you to task for said Instagram post. And rightfully so. Whether I agree or disagree with your viewpoints, that is immaterial. But you have to realize that you are a person who serves a customer base. And you can't come out the side of your mouth talking ill about your customers. Because what's going to happen is you're going to lose your post, which you did. Now, Ms. Steele didn't endear herself any more or any further with the African-American community because she, at a conference later on that month, had to say the following, that, quote, "The worst racism I have received is from black people. There are times that I believe that we as African-Americans can be hypocritical, and that is to not look ourselves in the mirror when we are saying certain things and blaming other groups for one thing when we are doing the exact same thing." Closed quote. Oh, you mean like you're practicing to say what you just said, Ms. Steele? Because you're going at people saying that people are talking out the side of their mouths and sides of their necks. Yet you're going to attack your customer base by your anger, not relate to them, not be compassionate for them, but attack them. That's why she's gone. Because obviously Ms. Steele has not made it a secret. She is overtly conservative. And I have no issue with that. Whatever side of the political ledger you lay is fine with me. It doesn't matter. But whether you are too liberal or too conservative, both parties' agendas have to lie in the understanding that you're dealing with a customer base, period. And when you upset the customers, you're going to get a backlash. Why do you think we've been talking about Colin Kaepernick now for the last 8 months? Because this person who has put forth a platform that people mistakenly call liberal, there's an uproar and an outrage about that. But it looks like the uproar was quiet with Sage Steele, and out she goes. In steps Michelle Beadle, and she was the co-host of Sports Nation before she left, had a subtly unspectacular stint at NBC, left there to come back to ESPN and be the main host of Sports Nation, and now is the host of NBA Countdown. I want you all to hear me very clearly. Michelle Beadle is one of the most powerful people on ESPN right now. More powerful than any person you see on TV at the moment. That even includes Stephen A. Smith. Why do I say that? Think back to when Stephen A. Smith talked about how women should be appropriately dressed to not give themselves off to be given into rape. Well, Ms. Beadle on Twitter went ham on Stephen A. and said that he should apologize. Well, not only did she get that apology, she also drew a suspension of a week because of those comments. Now, Stephen A. didn't insult a woman. I get what he was saying, but Michelle disagreed. And the vehement disagreement led to the suspension and the apology on air. Tread lightly with Miss Beadle. She has her own agenda, her own ways. The move doesn't sit well with me, not because of the fact that it's a black woman who left. It more sits ill with me because of the person who replaced her. Because quite frankly, I think Sage Steele needed to be replaced, but by somebody else who is a lot more qualified for the position. And I'm for it being a woman. Cassidy Hubbard. To me, I think that is the best person for that job. But you bypass a talent like her to get a Spurs hack in Michelle Beadle. You got to get the right people in place instead of those who simply want to alienate everybody who surrounds them. If you happen to like this episode or any episode you've heard thus far, a special, an interview, or a regular show, why don't you come follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports, that's sports with a Z. And also follow me on Twitter. Come on, Cole_sports, that's sports again with a Z. Make your voice heard. Make your presence felt. Come on down to the Cole Sports VIP room. Search in groups in Facebook, Cole Sports VIP room. That is sports with a Z. To my Canadian friends, I got you. Sports with a Z. You can also check out Cole Sports on social media platforms galore. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Google Plus, Pinterest, Instagram, TuneIn, Acast, Blueberry. Like, share, rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you so much for the retweets. Thank you so much for the likes. Thank you so much for the love on all of these social media platforms. Continue to give the love to the show and spread the word. More importantly, you can check out this and every other episode on ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. Any episode of this brand, you can check it out on ColeSports with the Z.com. But no matter where you listen to this show, how you listen to it, or when, I just want you to do this one simple thing always, and that is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is... Sports!
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.